It's just O-V-E-R-A. O-V-E-R-A. Over and over until we both say so. So why we keep on going down the same road?
I wasn't sure where you were going to start.
Promise we gonna end it because we both know. It's just O-V-E-R-A. O-V-E-R-A. I'm mad that she tired of it.
Okay, I'm good. I wasn't sure where you were going to start, and then the way that you started is just O-V-E. I was not expecting it. I was trying so hard to sing through me smoking, but I was trying so hard not to laugh that I just fucking lost it. I'm so sorry.
That's Toni Braxton, for those who don't know. And it's spelled O-V-E with two R's. I don't know why, but that she, yeah, aura.
I was about to say she had to insinuate the aura. It's a capital R and then a lowercase R. Like we're aura. Like we are literally rolling through the deep in this motherfucker.
Aura. Anyways, hi girlfriends. How's everyone?
Hey girlfriends. It's that nigga Tay.
And Charlie. I was
back
say,
on the ones and motherfucking twos.
The time has unfortunately come. Black History Month is over. But that don't mean nothing.
Sometimes I forget that you talk in the future. I was like,
you said we still got two more days.
We still got time. What are you talking about?
No.
Makes sense. Yes. I hear you.
By the time this comes out, it'll be Women's History Month. Woo! Go, ladies. Hey. Oh. You caught yourself about to do something. I don't know what.
About to say something terrible just because I'm a terrible person, but I kept it inside. And that's what matters.
You've gotten a lot better.
I have gotten so much better with not saying shit out loud because we are not behind a paywall. So anybody and their mama has access to anything that I say. Are you making a video?
I was about to. So just talk. Keep talking.
I don't trust you. Are you sending this to somebody?
I'm just posting it to like just our story.
Okay. Excuse me. I keep telling this nigga everything ain't for the social. Every time I look up, we had a conversation about social media. And now all of a sudden, every time I turn around, this nigga got it. See, there we go. Microphone and camera right in my face. So I have to stay ready now. Like I feel like for such a long time, it was like, I can look like a bum. It's okay if my room is kind of disheveled because no one is seeing anything. And all of a sudden, every time this nigga pick up his phone, I'm looking over like, are you about to point this motherfucker at me? Or are you just...
Yeah, if you see the phone in my hand,
And he tries to be slick about it and then looks
sometimes
at me...
I'm just like...
That's what I was about to say. And then looks at me funny when I look at him like, nigga, what are you doing? When all of a sudden, I look to my left and there is a camera... 30 seconds, like 30 inches from my face. Like, why are you so close to me? So my not today this week. Being 30, right?
Oh, I'm so excited. I got one more year though, but.
This is why we need video cameras. Because I wish y'all could have seen.
The up and down.
I can't wait. I got a year though. I don't really feel like it's 30 per se. I think it's mainly because I am just in a season to where I am accepting things and just kind of like learning to let go of a lot of things, which has been really fucking hard. And that's pretty much what my not today is. Learn to let some shit go. It really takes a lot to... It sucks when you are having your own personal season of growth, right? A lot of people now, they like to work in groups. So it's like, you know, we are all moving forward. We're all going to struggle together. But when you are in a space to where, like, things for you, you can see... the light at the end of the tunnel. Things don't look as bleak and as dark. but for the people around you. They may not be in, they may not be in that part of their life yet, or maybe they're just not in a very happy spirit right now. And it's really hard to not dim your own light in order to not make other people feel uncomfortable. And sometimes, fuck it.
I would try to like share in the wealth in that sense of like,
but maybe... sometimes you don't have to, and it's okay.
Oh.
And that's what's hard. That's why I was saying it's so hard to like be around people and it's like they may not be feeling the best and like I'm feeling okay, but I don't want to like really talk about it because I don't want it to come off as me like gloating, but when I'm really just like happy that I've reached this point. And sometimes that's okay. I may not like go deep.
Oh, sure.
Into what? But like, it's okay to talk about it. And if they're just not happy for you, then they're just not happy for you. A hater is always going to be a hater.
I was going to say, if it's a friend though, they should, even if they're going through something, they could still be like, well, you know, I'm happy for you and stuff.
Like, yeah. Yippee. And it's okay to be a hater. I love being a hater. I am a hater through and through. It is totally okay to be like, you know, damn bitch, I'm really happy that you are feeling great. But right now, I feel like shit. And so, you know.
Water and oil.
Great for you and all. But can we focus on what the fuck I'm going? Like, I understand how sometimes it can be very hard to be on the other end. Because I have definitely been there. Especially like with Sid, where like they're going out and they're doing all these things. And they're living this life. And I'm just like... The world is dark.
Hello, there darkness, is no, my old friend.
Literally, like, there is no love in the world. Nothing will ever get better. I'm just always going to be, like, the world is just dark. And it's, like, really hard. It was really hard to, like, really be in the moment and be happy for them. Because it's, like, it's, like, making me feel things for someone else that I'm not feeling in my own life. And that feels worse. Somehow, like, how is it so easy for me to feel joy for you, but like when it comes down to me, I can't feel any joy. So it's like I truly understand being on the opposite end, but sometimes, bitch, you need to just let your friend be in their moment and be okay with it. And I mean, if it sucks, then you can deal with that on your own. Find a therapist. Talkspace.com, offer code the read READ. If you really just need somebody to speak to about it. But if your friend is going through a happy moment, your partner is going through a happy moment, if you're not in that season, that's okay. You will get there, but like, let them have their moment.
Amen. I was gonna say, I'll find somebody else to celebrate with. We'll circle back to you later.
Exactly. Exactly. We ain't gotta. I'm not saying that, like, because I'm in this moment that, like, you need to take me out to dinner or anything, but like, if you want to in the future, cool. It could be 6 months from now and be like, hey, so remember when you got this job and I was in this bad space? Well, you know. Surprise, bitch. So we're gonna celebrate it tonight. Like,
oh yeah,
I'm literally one of those. Like, I don't give, you want to take, especially being taken out. I am not used to being taken out. So the other day for me was like a lot,
an experience,
because what the fuck, I'm not used to being on the opposite end. But like, you want to take me out to dinner?
Nice.
to celebrate my birthday. Sure. Who's paying? Not me. Even better. Yeah, we can go celebrate.
Tell me when and where.
And I was there on time. You will never have... If I'm late, it is because something has gone wrong. But anyway, that's pretty much it. You know, let people live and be happy for the people around you.
Oh, that's such
and
a good...
And if you're like... in this season, good the fuck for you. Because it feels... great.
I was gonna say, I feel like that's good with it, with winter time ending and going into spring and everything.
And this is what I said to you bitches at the beginning of the fucking year. I needed to continue to shed. Why am I so focused on starting anew when, bitch, it's not even daylight when I get off of work. Like, when I clock out, Jesus. It is already dark. Nature is already asleep. Why am I trying to be out thotting and bopping? Like, if my body is naturally getting sleepy at 4 o'clock, bitch, that's because it's supposed to. Like, it is now dark. Things are this is your body saying, like, knock, knock, bitch. I know that you, I know you want to go out for drinks. I know you want to be thot and bopping in these streets with your friends. I would love to go home and take a nap. So let's do that instead. So, like, this is the time. This the start to the shit. I think we only got like 2 weeks left at this point, like a week and a half, because this is going to come out in the middle of this upcoming week.
Well, yeah, I came so out. So
daylight savings or whatever the fuck, the shit's about to switch. Oh, yeah,
we're going
to
spring forward. We lose
is that
hour.
What the fuck? Ugh, I'm going to hate that. Uh-huh. But shit, even the other day, I was like, bitch, it's 4:30, 4:45. Why is it still light outside? Like, did I miss something?
I love that.
I know that you do. I don't really care either
March
way.
March 12th, so in 2.5 weeks.
Yep. So,
if we're gonna get daylight again. I'm so excited.
Not saying that you need to, but if you are in a position to where you can really start to let a bunch of shit go, now is the time to do it. This is the time to start anew. This is when you should be starting your year over.
Oh, you I'm mean not like gonna, I don't want to be emotionally
everything. Everything that you think you're supposed to be doing at the beginning of the quote unquote new year. January 1st, this is when you
need
start.
To be like the mammals. I'm telling you, they're hibernating. They're still.
Bitch, I ain't seen Jade in like a month and a half.
When they wake up, I wake up.
And she loves the fucking sun. And I'm sure within the next like week or so, she'll knock, knock, nigga. Yeah.
I was going to say, I came outside and I was like, you know what? 40 degrees does not look that bad.
It done warmed up outside.
This is 40. I could deal with 40.
No, you're just a Chicagoan.
Yeah, if you don't live in the Midwest, you don't
you
know
will
what I'm
never
about.
Understand. Because people who, I remember when Sid first moved here and I was like, ooh, it done warmed up outside. I was like, it's hot. And I took my coat off and they were like, what are you doing?
That's why I came in my light jacket.
I wore a light jacket yesterday. I was enjoying it up until like 8 p.m.
Know. And 70s, then it was. I love me some 70, but this 40 is like, okay, you know what? Life isn't so bad.
I'm good with like, I'm good with like the high 60s. I mean, maybe a very low 70, like a 72, maybe 73 on a bad day. But just like in that mid to high 60s, low 70s is like.
I mean, that is good. We could just wear like jeans and a shirt and a jacket. Like light jacket weather is.
Oh,
but I love me some shorts and crop tops too.
No, I hate to say it. I'm definitely in my auntie era. I feel it. Like I feel it in my bones, bitch. You're going to see me in a caftan or sarong.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Just 30 came and it's just a whole new you.
That's going to be me. I'm going to be the auntie. And I am happy with that. You know why? Before we get to this commercial.
Oh, Lord.
It is, and it always will be, fuck them kids. So I'm glad being an auntie. Because that's what a bitch prefers. And with that, y'all know what to do. Wherever you are listening, rate and subscribe. We love y'all so much. We need to get our listeners up. So we're going to be doing it on our end. You're seeing our faces more often than you probably have in a very long time. So, bitch, get used to it because it's only going to get worse. You're going to get sick of us.
Prepare to be sick of me.
Bitch. But yeah, follow us, subscribe, share with your friends. We're on Instagram, Hey Girlfriend Podcast. You can reach out to us if you have suggestions for an episode through there on DM, or you can send it to us in an email at heygirlfriendtm@gmail.com. Do you have anything else before we go to commercial?
No. We posted a video last week and we got some good responses. So thank you so much. Like as far as with the call to action and sharing and stuff. So if y'all could just continue to do that.
That's please. This week. This episode.
Well, I mean, but
what the week before just as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
So y'all would do that. And, you know, I'm still trying to do more Instagram like interactive stuff. So, you know, please do that.
Yeah, y'all work with me. I don't know if y'all could see how uncomfortable I was in that video, but being in front of a camera is very uncomfortable
for me. I'm like, hey!
He was literally like, tell them we have an episode and then let them know that I'm going to be next. And I was like, what does this mean? Like, I don't know. I was like, I'm not like you. I can't just be like, okay, cool, and jump in front of a camera and know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, so y'all gonna see more of us, not just me. You'll see some more AJ.
Yeah, he's definitely forcing it. So you will definitely see more of me because he's not giving me an out.
And with that, we're gonna go to commercial. We're gonna come back. And we're just gonna talk about stuff that we find overrated.
Because there's a lot of it, and I'm gonna make you very upset. So
me?
You'll find out. Bye guys, we'll be back.
Oh god.
Hey co-friends, I'm Tay
and I'm Charlie,
and we are the host of the Hey Co-Friends podcast.
For those who are new and want to know what it is that we talk about,
we just be talking.
Whether it's talking about working on communication skills, working through past trauma, or simply playing a game of song association,
we put those episodes out every Thursday. And more recently, we've started recording Instagram Live episodes every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central.
We really appreciate the love and support you've gotten over the years, and we just wanted to share a new way you guys can support us.
You can now choose to pay a monthly subscription of 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99, which will allow us to do more things for y'all, whether it's a giveaway, recording new episodes via video, or opening a merch store.
If you can't financially support, which I understand, you can always simply share a podcast on social media or through word of mouth.
Or, you know, hit and play and let that thing play on mute in the background while you're working, because either way, a stream is a stream. But for real though, we appreciate the support from y'all and wanted to continue to grow and do more.
Please be sure to check out Hey Co-Friends wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember,
stay moisturized.
And we back.
Nigga. You are so disrespectful. I'm so sorry. I will try to minimize how aggressive that probably came off as much as I possibly can.
You know, somebody else at my job, I don't know what I was doing. I probably just
called you loud.
No, and they were like, do you smoke crack? I said, no, why do people keep saying that? They're like, are you sure? I said, yes. I don't know what it looks like.
Y'all can't see my face. But I'm sure by the tone of my voice, you can pick up on what I'm looking at him like. All right, so
I want to read people's responses first. Excuse me. So I took to the Instagrams and asked, just
you were ready.
Very direct and very simple. What do y'all find overrated? It could literally be anything, whatever. One person said jeans. They're not even comfortable or feel good on your skin. I can agree with that. I love me some sweats because it allows for, you know, I can move around and they're very soft. Jeans just look good, but it's very, like, restricting almost. You can't, like, especially those real tight jeans, you can't barely breathe. Like, I don't want to have to button it and be like, suck it in.
Well, then that just means that you're way, that they're too small.
No, I'm going to stick with being a 30. Thank you very much.
Well, I just meant that all I said was that if you got to do all that, your jeans are just too small.
No, I mean, it's I know that I got thick. Like, I gained some weight over the winter, and I put some jeans on the other day. I said, woo, hold on. Felt. These do not fit like they used.
Felt.
And I haven't had this happen to me, and I was like, it all makes sense now. Every time I see those, like, in movies or commercials or something, it's like, whoa, I've had these jeans for years, and whoa.
These have never not fit before.
I said, I don't remember these being this small. Maybe I washed them too. No, it's me. I know it's me. Okay, jeans. That's a good one. And then somebody said, any place where there is a long line, it's never worth it. A bar, a club, restaurant, etc. Absolutely no. There's a limit to how long I'll wait, depending on what I'm waiting for.
An hour max.
This is why with restaurants, if you can, make a reservation. Even though sometimes, even though you do have a reservation, you might end up waiting, which if it's, you know, the restaurant might accommodate and be like, here, have a drink on us or something like that. Cool. But yeah, if I feel like an hour is a good time.
That's it.
Like, can I go back to the car and just sit while we wait, or, you know, go somewhere real quick? I don't know.
If I have to wait more than an hour, we'll come back another day.
I will never wait more than an hour for food. Absolutely not. There's nothing else that I can think of that I'm waiting that long for. No. The one time that I waited so long was for Lauryn Hill. And that was the most infuriating thing ever. I didn't pay for the ticket.
That is such a... how many more do you...
These were from the people. I myself have like...
Was that it?
Yeah, just those two.
Great. So we'll use that as my first segue.
Oh.
Because on my list is Lauryn Hill.
That's funny. She did not show up. And I don't understand why the people that I was with did not want to leave. 3 hours later. It was 3 hours until she showed up.
Here's the thing. And it was your fault.
But I couldn't leave. I mean, I could have, but I rode with somebody.
Again, your fault. Here is the thing. I understand how much Lauryn Hill has done for the game. Mm-hmm. I truly get it. But I feel like people give her too much based on one album.
And that's all she did was like 5-6 songs, and then she would do the regular song. She would do a cappella. She would do it like a more rock version. The same songs, just recycled.
It also may be that she can't perform a lot of... If it's a thing about who owns the music and they can decide whether or not she can perform it. Like, if she does perform it, she has to pay all those extra shit, and money is already a thing for her. But she has just been like... not showing up because her chakras weren't aligned at the moment. And that has been her thing for so long that the reason they did not leave is because if you, I'm going to say dumb enough because I'm grown and I can. If you are dumb enough to buy tickets to a Lauryn Hill show, you are going knowing that she don't show up to shit on time. So they were like, yeah, she's late. This is what she does. Like,
I had no idea.
And that's why I said it's your fault, because you went into that without knowing how bad that she literally, there were shows that she hasn't shown up to like in cities that have like a curfew to where like things can't be loud. So she's had to like stop mid performance because the police are like, you literally need to, that the show has to end. And people were out there waiting hours before she got there, were like 3-4 hours for her to finally show up on stage, and then they only get 3 songs because she waited to get
considerate of her. I don't care if your chakras were not aligned or whatever. I paid money. This, it says starts at 7,
meaning you should be on stage by 7:45 at the very latest if you have an opener.
Get your backup singers to come warm up the show. You know, do something.
Better get a stage manager. Somebody better be on this motherfucker.
Woo!
But yeah. I just have always felt...
And I believe she said like she's people, retired completely at this point. But
who cares? I just, like... I have just always felt like people give her so much.
Yeah. And this was back in, like, 2015, 2016 or something. And I was like...
Yeah, because she realized that she had to start going and performing because she had to pay all that motherfucking money back to the IRS. She literally was like... There was Dustin Ross, who is on the Friend Zone podcast. He was just like, I think she had to... Like, she came out with some song, and he was like, she's going to start it with... like, and that's literally what... all of those performances were. It's like, she doesn't want to do it. She doesn't want to fucking perform. Like, I have to do this, and I'm not gonna go on stage until I feel like I want to go on stage. And at that point, why? You had the one album. It was a good album. Cool. You have done nothing else. Other, it's just like with Kiki Wyatt. It's so sad because such a great voice. Kiki Wyatt's voice is fucking that bitch. That bitch. Her voice. I will never understand how somebody sings like that. Like, that bitch is amazing. But it's like she's touring and every single video on her page is the same. Every, and it's like, at this point, girl, we get it. We get it. Find another trick. Like,
or she's having babies, which, I mean, good for her. She's only like baby number 10, but that is a big house.
It has to be.
Lots of kids.
That's why she keeps singing the same 12 songs. She has no choice. Somebody got to feed this fucking football team.
Oh, she ever need a babysitter?
They can babysit each other. The oldest are in their 20s now.
Well, there you go.
Come get your sister.
I would love for her to put out another song. Just give me something. That's this. It's just like that wasted potential. So, yeah. You gon' fall in love with me.
I'm over her.
Baby, tonight. My first one that I have, even though I am a U.S. citizen, the U.S. Is overrated and ghetto.
Say that shit.
I am from here, but I'm so sorry that I'm from here.
Ugh.
Like,
people really don't get it. They really come here with all that.
Europe or somewhere. I'm like, where are you from? The U.S. Like, I don't even want to say that's where I'm from.
It's embarrassing.
I'm like Puerto Rico.
And I know that they sit over there and they cackle at us. Mm-hmm. I know that they do.
Like when the pandemic first hit and like all these other countries and stuff were really doing like the lockdown and stuff, like really enforcing it. And here we are looking dumb.
And I know that they laughed at us.
All these countries getting these, the stimulus checks, and the government's really taking care of their people. What do we get? Two little, I don't know. Checks. I think the first one was $1,300 if I remember correctly, and then the second one was only like
$600. And they just, like, with the SNAP program, they literally just ended what they're calling the emergency funds. So like, they were giving people, I think, $95 additional a month for food. Food cost is increasing,
and now they want to stop.
And they were like, cool, so the government said we're no longer going to be, as of March 1st, we won't be giving the additional $95 a month. And while that's fine with me, it was like, how does it make sense that food cost is increasing and it's a lot harder to purchase groceries? And this feels like right now food demand would be very high, which would be an emergency. And now you want to end it. I don't.
Americans have to do our own taxes.
I don't understand. Literally other countries. And this, I feel like every time I tell somebody this, they're like, what the fuck do you mean? Other countries literally do this shit for you.
Uh-huh.
Why? Because the IRS already knows how much they're going to take from you. When you do your taxes and you're doing all the calculations, they've been getting every single check. They've been taking shit or not taking shit. They already know what they're going to take from you. You have to do the math to figure it out. Like, they make us jump through all the additional hoops to run the numbers that they already know. Because I got this card to put the information in from y'all. It is so annoying, and I feel so bad for all the families that come here with this land of the free and home of the brave. Like, girl, this is not what you think it is. This place is ghetto.
And I mean, we can't speak for other countries and what other countries are going through, but I feel like
America is not trash. America
is not
it. It is trash.
Maybe go to Canada.
America has a problem, and it is America. Dun, 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 dun,
Go to Canada. Here, Canada's amazing. And Canadians are amazing, so I've heard. Shoot, I'll go to Puerto Rico. I've never been,
but that's where my family's from. Treating that worse.
I know that. Like, then that's whose fault? America's fault. If money was not an issue, I'll be like, I'm going to Europe. Bye. We'll record. We'll
I told my mom that I was like, you know, one day I may just move out of the country.
Because, you have a passport?
Mm-hmm. I mean, in order to move, I would need a visa.
No, oh, yeah.
A passport. But I do have a passport, yes.
Halfway there.
Well, y'all, it takes the ticket. I can hide somewhere.
Us doing this has stopped me because I was like, I really love the convenience of just being close and all this stuff. And I was like, man, if I wasn't recording the show, I'd probably be in another state by now. And you had asked me too. You're like, if I ever moved, would you still want to record?
Because the bitch has to weigh out options.
We'll figure it out, I promise.
You were like, we can figure it out. I was like, cool, that's all I needed. Like, don't be alarmed. I ain't going nowhere. Just, you know, the thought crossed my mind and I just needed to check in.
Look, I'll just take my equipment with me. Boom, we're good to go.
Is it my turn now?
Mm-hmm.
Which one of these?
I just want to know which ones you think are going to offend me.
Oh, a lot of these. Hot Cheetos.
Right out the gate. I love hot Cheetos. I feel like that's a PLC
really
thing.
Really don't get it. I don't get it.
My favorite is the one with the lime.
Of course it is.
Love me some hot Cheetos.
I can't get over that. I can't get past the smell. Like, it's so aggressive.
They're coming out with a movie about how those were made. I'm so excited.
About the janitor?
Mm-hmm. Eva Longoria, I think, is like directing it or something. I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah.
Did you ever have in high school the kids that would do it with like the cream cheese for breakfast?
I have seen all of it. I've seen people
use in the bag with the cheese.
Hell yeah, you used to be able to. Oh, we were talking about this the other day.
You get that from like
good old days. You can just go to the corner store. Don't do those. I don't, at least. But when you used to go to the corner store, you can get like 4 bags of chips for $1.
Oh,
when
you could go. I miss those days.
Bitch, I remember when you used to say $0.25 right on the goddamn bag. Uh-huh. So you knew.
Uh-huh.
I can get 4 of these hoes. Oh, wow. Or used to go. I didn't know this wasn't a thing, but like the one that was around the corner from us, we used to be able to go and get like ground beef on our chips or like nacho cheese.
Oh yeah,
bitch.
Not the meat, but the chips and the cheese. I do remember. It's like you can get it for, I don't know, like 2 for $1, something mm-hmm. like that,
and it was delicious. Yeah. But like I've never. My cousins used to go and get the cheese on there. Flaming Hots, and then they would like mush them up in a bag and they would just like squeegee it out of the. It was weird, like literally like a tube, just like. And when it got down to the end of it, they would fold that bitch up like a Go-Gurt tube and literally like. I mean, I was like, girl, you ate it. Like, you were literally just at this point, just cut the bag open and lick the bitch clean. Like, that is, I just don't understand the appeal of hot Cheetos. I think that they are absolutely disgusting. I can't even remember what they taste like. I literally can't get past the smell of it to even want to put it in my mouth.
Do you like the hot fries? Anything?
No.
Anything hot?
Just no. I like, this is very specific. I don't like them anymore because they changed the fucking recipe and they're not as hot. But the Vintners, the Sizzlin' Salt and Sours, used to be my shit. And then they fucked up the recipe. They went and changed a bunch of their stuff. And now they're just like, I was eating some the other day and I was like, I'm eating these like regular chips. Like, my nose ain't running. I'm not like struggling to finish the end of the bag. I'm not like none of that shit. Like, these are just, they just have like a little twang to them and I don't like this. And I think I tried it like 2 or 3 times after to see if it was like, maybe I was just having an off day, but no, they don't even taste the same anymore.
Oh, That's unfortunate.
Yeah, but disgusting.
My next one, I talked about it in the video that we posted, is men. hate that I'm attracted to them.
I hate it for you.
I apologize. I identify as a cisgender male, so I go by what I was assigned at birth.
I don't.
But I apologize that I am a man to anybody who sees me.
I apologize because I identified as a man for so long, and because I am still mask presenting, I am still seen as a man. And so a lot of times I feel uncomfortable because I don't want other people to assume that I am a man and that I'm automatically going to do those quote unquote thing. And so I just,
yeah. This surge of people going online with their podcasts and telling their business.
Girl.
It's particularly the men. All I can say is thank you to those men for putting themselves out there so that I can know, stay the hell away from them. They are ridiculous. Just speaking nonsense. Whether they're racist, whether they're homophobic, whether they're misogynistic, just all of it. All of it.
It's usually that one.
The third one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Like a motherfucker.
Yeah, especially the black man. I don't understand. Oh, my God.
I don't remember who said it. Somebody on Twitter said something about, it was something about the Trump administration or something like that, dropping off microphones in black neighborhoods like they did crack. Like, it's just, we should have never gave you niggers the internet. And I I said it hard R, and I say it because I mean it. Because some of you, honestly, I'm just gonna use this as a segue. Okay. Did you have anything else?
Just with men? No, I just, they're overrated.
Because part of mine is the internet / social media. For that exact reason, I don't know what the fuck happened to shame, but I needed to come the fuck back. People have no shame about what they do and or say on the internet. Like, why are you showing such intimate parts of your goddamn life? These people who have, like, their brand is their entire family. So now, like, I have seen articles about children who, like, when this shit really started, who have, like, at this point they're, like, in their late teens or whatever the case may be, who have, like, talked about what it was like growing up in that. And it was like, you don't feel like you have a family. Like, everything just feels like a job. And it's like, I don't, why yeah, is your whole life,
like, there's like YouTube channels that my little sisters, I remember, would watching, and there was a little kid named Alex, I think it was like Toys for Tots or something like that, and he's just playing with toys, and he was getting like millions of views and stuff like that, and it's like very I want to say weird, but like jarring.
It's weird,
jarring, I guess, where this kid has videos almost every day posted, just playing with toys. And I'm like, this is just a regular thing, but
it's weird.
And he's like reviewing toys. And I'm like, a kid would never do this.
Like, there are videos of people who will, like, I feel like there should always be some kind of work-life balance, right? And I feel like a lot of these people try to obviously go viral, and that's the new way to get famous now. And so I feel like so many people are so focused on going viral that, like, common sense kind of goes out the fucking window.
Yeah.
Between the shit that you try to post or the shit that you do just to try and have a viral moment. I think we talked about it before with the people who had the older lady in the front with, like, I think they went to like McDonald's or something, and I'm hoping that it,
oh, with the rat or whatever.
Yes. And they, like, threw the mice on her, and it's like, why? When I tell you, I would literally never speak to them again. Like, I like, the amount of disrespect for me, like, I would have to, in order to not take someone's fucking head off, I would literally have to never look at you again. Because, like, why the fuck would you do that? Like it literally irks my soul. And then on the other hand, there are people who literally live stream every single part of their life. Like, I've seen, like, just casually scrolling through TikTok because I have nothing else to do. So I'll do that for, I try to keep it very minimum. I'll do maybe like 5 to 10 minutes and then I turn it off and I find something else to do. So I'm really trying to be more cognizant of the amount of time that I spend on social media. But I'll scroll past people and they're asleep and it's streaming live. And they're like, it's like, you know, try and wake me up with blah, blah. Like, and it's like, you have to, almost like, I don't know if you ever heard of it, but like Chatterbait, where you tip and then they do shit. It's almost like the same thing, but it's like, you're asleep, but there is a camera on you. The entire, so it's like, at no point do you have a break from online. And I feel like it's a generational thing, but I just don't understand. Why do people not want a break from the internet? Like, yeah.
I feel like it's so oversaturated now. All these videos, and I think people are starting to realize it, where it's supposed to be like a, what's that word? Not like, so many things is scripted or like a skit. And it's, or it's supposed to be like it's real, not real. What's the word? Like, people don't know that they're being filmed almost, but it's like, mm-hmm. clearly you guys like rehearsed this or whatever. There's so many of those.
It makes me physically uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I hate them.
My Instagram usage, it's kind of low, actually. I don't really scroll too much. I go on, the most thing that I really look at is just people's stories versus like scrolling. Because I hate the feature that Instagram still does now is, after you've seen your people, it starts sending you random posts of stuff. And like, I don't know any of these. So I just look at my stuff. But yeah, I know. I feel like I post a lot, but not like that much.
Yeah, some of these people, it's just like, girl, take a break. Like, put the fucking phone down and go. Have you touched grass? Without a camera in your face, like, have you really like lived in the moment and just existed? Like, this is a lot. But your turn, because I piggybacked off to you.
The next one that I have that I hold near and dear to me is the 5-day work week.
Could be four.
I would love 4 days on, 3 days off. I would love that. I did that before. And
I bet it felt great.
Yes and no. It was great to have 3 consecutive days off. The 4 days on felt long because I think it was like, it's 11 hours or something that you're supposed to do or something like that. It's like a...
make up the time.
Uh-huh. So you still have to have like 40 hours. Oh, so it's 10 hours, I guess, that you work with like an hour lunch or something. So you're there for like almost 12 hours. Which I was like, it kind of offsets it, I guess. I'm already here at work. What's another 2 hours that I'm here? But it sucked because it was when I did a corporate like call office job and I hated it. But if it was something where I'm at now, listen, I'm not a morning person, but if I can get that extra day off, I will come in at 8 o'clock like, good morning.
I will never have another corporate job ever again.
No, not
going back. I can't. I feel like it was so stifling, and in so many other ways I can't even get into on this very specific episode. But never again.
Yeah, I forgot who the president was that introduced that 5-day 8-hour work thingy. That is BS. It is just, and there are countless studies that show that you can still get the same amount of work done in like a four day on, 3 day off week. A lot of people's jobs are not a regular Monday through Friday 9 to 5, where we can get a Saturday and a Sunday consecutively off. Sometimes you have to split it up. Like, mine's is kind of like that. It's every other week. So 1 week I get Saturday, Sunday off, and the following week I get Wednesday off, and then I work that Saturday. It's a half day, but still. And I always get Sunday off, but I personally don't like getting the middle of the week off because it's just like I'm off.
It throws you.
And I don't feel like that come would come back.
It feels like that would throw me off.
I work Monday, Tuesday, and then I'm off and I got to come back. I don't want to come back.
That would throw me the fuck off.
I'd rather have Monday or Friday off to make it consecutive.
Mm-hmm. I like being able to be off and be able to really enjoy my day and not feeling like, because I feel like when you have, I used to feel like I would enjoy a break. I feel like it would be better for me, but I don't think I would really be it because I wouldn't be able to really enjoy the day. It's like I can't really go out because I got to get up the next morning. There's never a day where I'm not getting up the next morning to go to work. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like personally, I would still prefer a 4-day work week,
yeah,
with 3 days off.
I mean, depending on your work environment, it might not even be like that big a deal.
But that,
because the weekends be flying by. Record on Sundays, and I have mixed feelings about Sundays because it means the next day I go back to work. But I'm like, damn, it's over.
Yeah, Sundays, when we record, it's literally like it brings in the week. Where like, uh-huh, I know what to expect. I mean, not anymore because my weeks have just been all over the place. But whose turn is it? Is yours or mine?
I just did mine. I work week one. And I was gonna say, I think the offset sort of is the new thing of people working offset from home. It's people, there are some people I've never experienced it, but people who really love working from home.
I don't know why that song got in my head.
People like it. People are doing better like mentally with being able to work from home and stuff like that, which is mm-hmm amazing. I love that for y'all.
Unfortunately, you're not in a field to where you can do that.
Yeah. It just wouldn't make sense. But mm-hmm, I mean, I personally like it because I like separating my personal work from life home with my work. I like going out.
I definitely
doing that.
When I get my next job, I would prefer something that is
like mixed.
Yes. For me, I didn't want to go back to that specific building. And so I did everything possible to never have to go back in there again. And I was like, where I was at mentally, I was like, there's no point in me being in your face. I don't want to fucking see you. I don't want to talk to you. Like, please. I was like, I don't want to sit next to any of you. And if you come over to my desk and you don't have a mask on, I'm
stiff arm.
It's like a motherfucker. I will literally put out a ruler. 6 feet, where's my yardstick? Bring it up. You need to back up. And I told them, I was like, if I have to come in that building, it's going to be, I'm going to show my ass every motherfucking day. And y'all going to know that I mean what I say and I say what the fuck I mean. If I said back the fuck up, you're going to back the fuck up. I need that separation.
I was going to say, if my place was big enough, like where I could have, you went to my old apartment, mm-hmm, when you helped me move out.
You would have had an office.
Like that one room in the front, I'm only in there to work. I'm never in there other than that. I could do that.
Would be great. There's still a separation.
Yeah. Not in a little studio. Can't do that.
I definitely think I would like something that's more hybrid. Even if it's like I work at home like one day of the week, it's literally just to like be able to wake up and just exist. It's like sometimes there are days where I just.
But people say too, like a perk from working from home is, it says work from home, but as long as you have internet access anywhere, you can. I'm working from home in Cuba right now. Like,
I mean, that's what Jen's about to do. I mean, by the time, no, well, she'll be leaving next week, but she's about to go to Mexico, and she was like, I don't know when I'll be back, but I'll. She's like, I'll probably.
You don't know when you'll be back. She one way ticket.
Yeah, she's only bought one ticket. She's like, I got my screens. I'm gonna be off for the first couple of days, and then I'm just gonna work. I'm still getting my work done. I don't need to be in the building to get my work done.
That seems like a nice little perk,
right? So she was like, you know, I'm gonna be stressed
travel more
in Mexico. So I feel like that now the field that I'm wanting to go into, I don't think that's gonna be an option. But I think that like if I have a day that's more just like, I'm not really checking in with a team. I'm just doing a bunch of stuff. And like, I can have video calls from uh-huh. My room looks presentable. It's not like I need to be in the office to do this. I feel like I could find something that's a little bit more hybrid depending on where I go. But Yeah. So my next one is, I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but I'm really sorry. I think that both Giordano's and Home Run Inn are gross. I think that they're both completely overrated.
I was going to say, I love Giordano's. I love food in general. So I'm always going to say I love, but there's a thing where it's like Giordano's or Luminati's.
Luminati's is disgusting. There's another one. Their crust is gross.
Oh, I'm a terrible person. It's so, I love that, because my next topic, we're going to get into it, but I don't think it, I probably have had Home Run Inn. I just don't remember.
It's nasty. I don't understand the appeal. I don't like their crust. I don't.
Pequod's. Pequod's is one that people talk
about. I feel like I've heard of Pequod's, but I've never had it.
That's the thing. Like, I like Giordano. I feel like Giordano is like the one that people know. Like, it's the more well known one.
It's touristy. And I feel like that is part of the problem. When I was a kid, we used to go to Giordano's for like, like when it was like celebrating something, that was a place that we would go. Like they had the like one that was near Oak Park, that was right off of, I think, Chicago. Mm-hmm. You could, I haven't been in so long at this point, or at least on the inside of one, but it's like when you are like in the waiting area, there's like a view into the kitchen, so you can see them like rolling out the dough and like running it through the machines. It was like, as a kid, it was like, oh, we get to go watch them make pizza. So we would literally watch them make pizza and then go into the back. And then sometimes like you would ask to go to the bathroom, but then you would like sneak up to the front to see if they were like making your pizza. Like, it used to be a whole thing. And I feel like the last time I went, I took Brandon. So I was like, I feel like this is just a thing that people experience, like Giordano's pizza. And I was eating it and I was just like,
got a deep dish?
No, deep dish is fucking disgusting.
I love deep dish.
Deep dish is disgusting.
You don't like the thick pie?
No. And I tell people that every single time they come here. They're like, oh, like, what should we do? And I'm like, listen, people are going to tell you to do the goddamn deep dish pizza.
Deep dish is amazing.
It's great that you feel that way. I said, now, I'm not going to take away from the experience. I feel like everyone should at least probably experience it once. You know. But if you don't want to buy a whole pie, bitch, buy regular goddamn pizza and get a slice of deep dish and you try the slice. And if you like that enough to try it again, then maybe next time you get a whole one.
Deep dish. No, I haven't had it forever.
Ugh. I love that thickness. I bet you do. I have never cared for deep dish pizza.
That's my favorite. I hate thin crust.
I hate thin crust too, but I hate deep dish more.
Your standard, like, whatever.
I'm good with a oven standard pan fried. Yes. Yeah. But the thin shit, no. And the deep dish is a fucking, I'll take the thin before I take that shit. I just cannot. I can't do it. I'm sorry. And Home Run Inn, I feel like, it's always been one of those things, at least for Negroes here in the city. I feel like, just like with Giordano's, it was always a thing. Like, we're going to go out to Home Run Inn. And you know, girl, it was never all that great. I never understood why people loved it so much. Oh. Like, whenever my sister would come back into town, that would be one of the things that we would have to go do, is go to Home Run Inn. And for me, it was like, I'm not paying and it's pizza, so I'm going to eat it. But yeah,
there's
like
so many other pizza places y'all can go to.
That are so good.
So many. Beggar's Pizza.
I was literally going to bring up Beggar's earlier, but I didn't want to because I also don't like their pizza.
Well, I'm a terrible person to ask, which goes into my next.
You thing. Are, because your food taste, like, and I mean it with love, but you will literally eat anything.
I will, and that's the problem with me. It's not. How do I explain it? It's just my taste buds and my palate just don't really discriminate.
No,
it just eats. It gets food in its mouth, and it's like, wow,
great,
amazing. I am content. Which goes into my next thing that I find overrated. It's almost a 2-in-1, but we'll do one first. It's food critics. I will never understand this as a career choice. And it helps because, A, like we just said, I eat anything. There is rarely ever a time that I don't like it. But I always laugh because whenever I say something that is gross, they're like, oh, you know it's nasty if you say it's gross. And I was like, well, at least you could take that for
me. At least you know it's true.
Because if I say it's gross, you're like, well, he eats anything, so that's nasty. So I like that at least. And I have worked in the restaurant industry, okay? And I can appreciate, I don't know, the art of it, I guess you can say. And like, you know, the presentation and all this other stuff. Excuse me. Or even like, I love referencing, Ratatouille. Seeing how they make the food. And it's like they're putting their blood, sweat, and tears into this dish. Cool. And then when Remy's eating the food, and he gets all those little color thingies, I actually believe that. Like when you get,
I haven't seen the movie in so long, I have no idea what you're talking about.
But it's just when you get all these flavors and stuff in your mouth, and it's like, you know, that whole thing is really nice. But the food critic part of it is what I do not understand, and that I do not agree with, I guess, where someone is going to a restaurant to judge. I don't know what they're even judging. I know it's like presentation. I'm assuming
your
it's
service,
that, and like how the cleanliness and everything and all this other stuff. It's just stupid to me. And I hate shows like Chopped because I feel like people make beautiful dishes and I'm sure it's like seasoned well and everything. But then all the individual judges, I feel like, are basing it off of like personal preference. And not really unbiased to me. That's how I feel it is.
Yeah, there is sometimes, and I feel like there's always the one asshole in any panel. Sometimes it's just like, girl. And what I can say is this also could be production where they are painting you as the asshole.
And editing.
They can edit. Like, you may have said like 2 minutes worth of things, but the only footage that they're showing from you is the critical part. Mm-hmm. And you're the only person that they're doing this to. You can't control what footage they use. So I don't want to like point, but it's just like, girl, everything that you've said has been a complaint about every single plate that you've been presented. Four different people have given you food. And you haven't said anything remotely positive about like any of them. And when you have, it's been like, this was nice, but here are the 10 other things. It's like, you, like, balance, bitch. One nice thing does not make me completely forget the 10 negative things that you just said. You literally said all of this shit looked like shit, but I like the color. Fuck the color, bitch. What about like that don't help me. So I completely feel you because sometimes it's a bit much.
And like the next one that I had what was it that I had? It had to do with food too. Oh, fine dining restaurants. Those real expensive stuff where it's like, what am I paying for?
You're paying for the experience and the name.
Oh, I think
just like with name brand, you're paying for the logo,
which is the most ridiculous thing. I used to work for a fine dining restaurant, and it's because I needed a job and they hired me, but I hated working there. And it was something where it was basically a preset menu every single time, but you can pick between like three starters, you could pick between like four or five entrees, and then you had your dessert. But you couldn't not. You paid for all of it. You're going to get the whole three-course meal. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you have your wine pairings with it. Don't even get me started on wine. I hate that industry.
It's mad stone fruitish.
God. Irks my soul. Sommeliers and like all these really expensive wines. Why? I actually get sometimes furious when I'm at Target and I'm looking in the wine aisle. I'm like, why? There are so many different... I'm gonna go get my $5 cheap wine right here. It says 13% alcohol. I'm okay with that.
I will take it.
And I've seen videos where people will just slap a label. It's a barefoot bottle, but they're gonna say it's like something that's like $400 and try to be like, you know, this is what the body is and blah 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 blah. I hate all that. And they're like, yeah, I can see. And it's like, bitch, that's barefoot. You just paid for a $10 bottle. Talk about $600. Oh my God, it's so pretentious. It irks my soul, grinds my gears.
We have had a lot of great transitions in this. You've literally sent so many my way, and I'm like, well, we're gonna segue right on into mine. Because my last one due to time, speaking of what the fuck and why, Apple products.
Oh, like the electric
business? Yes, oh. all of it. People who are so
overrated, but I'm in it. Like, I'm in it.
Which is what I was going to discuss. Here is the thing. Do I think iPhones are better than Androids? No.
And they make fun of us because Google's like, we've been had this feature and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, well.
And yeah, I mean, Apple gets a lot of their parts from Samsung. I don't know if people are just not aware of this, but like, even like the camera parts, all of the shit, all of the parts literally come from the same people who make Samsung's products. This is something
I've accepted that I'm paying for the logo.
Oh, and that's why I said that's such a great, but it's also at this point, personally.
You've shared your story about like when you went from.
Yes. And I will not, that's why I was like, when you said, but I'm in it. That's why I said that's where I was going. Because at this point, I'm not concerned about switching. I will use this phone when it stops working. That's when I will get another one like I would with any phone. Do I care if your text messages are green or not? Absolutely not. The only issue that I have with Android users and Apple users or Android phones in general is more so just because of, for some reason, the way that media is shared. Like someone could send me like a picture of like a plate and like a plate of food, or even if it's just a selfie or like a video. Like my aunt has an Android. Sometimes she'll send me like videos of cash, but they come in like when I say literally this small.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and I don't. That's the only thing that I hate, because it's like, I don't understand why the two phones do this. Like, why is it even a thing to where the media can't just, you can't just send a video and it goes out the same way. Literally half the videos that she sends me, I can never see. But that's the only really big thing for me, is that like, I wish that that would change, but like, I don't give a fuck about anything else. I just unfortunately am in a spot to where, with the businesses and the way that everything works, a lot of people use Apple, and once you're in it, it's just easier to be able to share all of your things through several devices. Like, I'm gonna have to get that screen fixed, but for my job, I'm gonna need an iPad, and I would use the iPad more than I would this. If I actually got an iPad instead of that, I mean, I don't know if I could have, because we have to do this. This is mainly the reason why I got the full computer in the first place. But I just feel like an iPad would be so much easier. And it's like, I could get a Microsoft one, but then I'm using a Microsoft tablet. But if I have to use my laptop, it's Apple. So I can't, like, I mean, I could probably do the like Google Chrome stuff, but.
And Apple knows what they're doing. That's the problem too.
Yeah, it's on purpose.
And they have stated, which I forgot how it came to light, but like they would purposefully
make the phone so that they stopped working around the time that a new one would come out.
Yeah, if after certain upgrades or whatever, it would be like.
Literally, my last phone, I just paid it off. All of a sudden, my battery stops really working well. It's lagging. I've had nothing but space for the last 3 years now. All of a sudden, I'm running low on space and I have to keep deleting things. It was just literally like, y'all are forcing me to have to get a new phone, and I'm not going to wait until the 13 or the, I think I have the 13. So it's like, I'm not going to wait till the 14 comes out. I don't give a fuck about the new phone. And I feel like every time I've gotten a phone, it's been like August, literally right before the next phone comes out. And every single time they're like, are you sure you don't want to wait? And I remember the last time I was like, sir, my phone won't even turn on. I can't text. I can't call. I can't do anything. No, I don't want to wait until fucking September to pre-order, because I'm not going to get the bitch until mid-fucking October. And people who like have to get the new iPhone every year.
That makes no sense to me.
My ex was like that. And I used to like, to a point to where he got mad at me, because my first iPhone was like the newest one that it came out, and which was the one that he wanted. And he's like, you got it to spite me. And I was like, I got it because I think at that point I just started doing like the cheesecake stuff, like really selling them, like made a logo and all this different shit. So it's like, I wanted a better camera, and I had already told you I was likely going to try iPhones out just to see if I like it. So I didn't even get the newest one. I got a 7. Like, I'm not, this was a while ago. Uh-huh. So I was like, I mean, I have the last version. I don't have the latest ones. I'm not really sure why you are so upset over a cell phone. And then once he got one the next year, he was like, oh, it's time to get the new one. And I was like,
yeah, people that do that.
For the fuck what?
The fact that y'all got that kind of money, amazing.
See, and people do that too. And that's, they're still leasing these phones. Mm-hmm. You just give it back. You still have to pay money for the mm-hmm. new one. You still put money down. But it's still, these people aren't just putting $2,000 down for a phone. Most of these motherfuckers are just like me on a fucking payment plan.
Y'all hear that? $2,000 for a phone.
And they want to do it. I mean, there are people who do. I mean, great for you. I know people who are like, I refuse to do a payment plan, so if I need to get a new phone, I'm just going to buy the bitch outright. Great for you. I feel like it never happens for me enough to where I just...
Absolutely not.
No, I don't care enough that I'm going to save up that much money to pay off a phone. I'll slowly pay it off, and I know how much my monthly bill is going to be, and I'm good with that.
I do like upgrading, but I wait every few phones. Like, my introduction to... My very first iPhone was the 5C, because you can get in a bunch of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And then... I think it went to a 7, and then I did go to an 8, which I had for a while, and then the one I have now is a 12. An 8 to a 12, that's a really good jump. I'm okay with that. And that's 5 years that I had the same phone, Gucci.
I had a 7, and then my 7, I literally couldn't do anything, so I got it was literally right before the 12 came out, I got an 11, and then right before the 13, no, the 13 had just come out. And I was like, I was literally like, I know that my battery only lasts like 4 hours. I refuse to get another phone. I was like, I'm not going to get it. And you were so mad at me because you were like, we need to do videos. And I was like, well, we're not doing them on my phone because I don't have space and the bitch isn't working and I'm not getting a new phone. So I was like, you just upgraded to that 12. So I guess we know whose phone we're going to be using because it won't be mine because I fucking I was 10 toes down on not getting a new phone. And by the time the 13 came out, my 11 Pro Max, the biggest one you can fucking get, why does that not work 2 years later? Make it make sense.
That's what I will say. My only regret, I love the bigger phones.
Oh, you got a smaller
one? I have the standard.
Yeah, my hands are too fucking big for that.
And I know that it's like a brick, but I like that big brick.
I can't, like...
Does it feel weird holding?
Look at my thumb. My thumb covers three, almost four numbers on this bitch. I can't. I barely hit shit right on my phone, and my hands are. Listen, I can't do the small ones, but regardless, Apple products are overrated, and people who feed into that whole thing irk my fucking soul.
Yeah, I've gotten a balance of, I'm aware that it's overrated. I'm aware that it's just expensive for no reason. But then on the flip side, like, I...
What else are you gonna do?
I know, it's like, I'm in it. I look forward to when they do, like, the keynote thing and when they're gonna talk about stuff. Even though a lot of it's just...
I don't.
Barely... It's not even an upgrade. It's just... They're just...
I've never watched one. Literally ever. They're because cool. I don't care. It's literally a phone.
It's more just, like, razzle-dazzle, sparkle type stuff.
People do all of this shit, and it's the last thing I'm gonna say. People do all of that, talk about how great these phones are. I'm on Twitter and you are not. So I see this discourse very often. I feel like at least every 2 to 3 months, there's a video that goes viral of people finding out shit that you've been able to do on these phones for
years. People don't realize
how much. And it's like, so then why are you upgrading every year talking about this? I can do this. I can do this. You're doing this over two cameras. You have an additional camera, and they've added a little extra razzle dazzle as far as like what you can do and what's going to keep getting upgraded with their little system. Like, you're not really getting much of a difference. You have maybe like one or two features that are going to be different on this new phone that wasn't on the old one. whoopty fucking do.
I feel like people only use it maybe to 50% of its potential. And people
it's not even that.
People don't realize just how versatile, or just your phone does so many things. And people, I feel like, just text, social media, FaceTime, emails, and then those that are like into photography use it for that.
And that's it. Like, people don't realize that you can scan documents on your phone. Uh-huh. You can sign PDFs on your, like, there's so much shit that you can do in your notes app alone, mm-hmm. that people have literally no idea. So if you really gonna be about that life and talk all this shit about these goddamn phones, maybe at least know how to do more than just text.
And yeah, I mean, I will say Apple cameras are really good, but it's not like Samsung's.
Samsung's cameras are way better than Apple. We went to the fucking Grand Canyon. I don't know what phone Sid's mom had. We were in the Grand Canyon. I'd had the latest iPhone that was out at the time. Complete darkness, and she's taking pictures of the sky. And when I tell you, I could see every star. I could see stars on her camera that I couldn't even see with my own eyes. Couldn't even see what I could see with my eyes with my fucking iPhone. Like, the cameras on the Samsung are fucking insane, which is honestly what pissed me off, because I was like, I only came to Apple because y'all said the cameras were better, and it was a fucking lie. Like, I could have stayed where the fuck I was at.
And I guess now it only helps since we both have Apple.
With like notes and notes being able to share shit.
Like, we have separate MacBooks, but I think since we have the same profile, we can still get all the same stuff. So I'm like, you know what?
That's what I'm saying. Like, as far as like the business aspect for what we already have and what most people are using, like, that's really the only reason why it's like, oh, I'm going to buy this and I have this. And it's I don't have an Apple Home or whatever the fuck those things are called. Like, I'm not concerned about her, or because
I'm not a loyalist.
SIRI is nosy as fuck. I don't want her in my business. I don't want Alexa in my business. I don't want Chrome in my business. Like, all of you bitches can stay where the fuck you're at. I don't need any of that. I'm just gonna have the things in order to continue to be able to work and be a creative, and that is simply it.
Yeah, I'm not gonna get Apple TV. I'm not gonna get the little speaker thing.
For what?
I'm not a loyalist like that.
No.
Nope.
I can stream to my Roku, and that's good.
Or illegally. But anyways, I have nothing further to, what's that word?
Say.
Gripe about.
I mean, we're over an hour, so it's time to wrap it up. We're well over an hour, so it's time to wrap it up anyway.
Oh, yeah. There you go. So I hope you all enjoyed listening to us complain, basically. I hope that y'all can relate to all, if not most, of these. Maybe not the Hot Cheetos one.
They're disgusting. And Takis, bitch. Fuck both of them.
If y'all agree, let us know. If y'all disagree,
they will
let us know.
Very likely disagree with a lot of what I said today.
Yeah, I want to know.
My list was worse. I have Gushers on here.
I love, you know what? We can stop that.
I have Gushers.
Thank you so much
I have listening, Popeyes.
I don't like Popeyes, KFC, none of that.
Yeah, overrated. You said you didn't want to discuss movie theaters, so I was going to say it to be petty, but I still don't understand.
I remember that. I love, because we talked about that in the video. I love going to the theater. Damn, you should have brought that up, because that, I love that experience.
No. But yeah, Gushers are disgusting.
I haven't had them forever, but I love going to the
theater. I don't want nobody busting in my mouth. Like, that's gay.
Oh. Anyway.
You know what? You had an out of body experience for a second. I don't know who the fuck you were thinking about, but you're disgusting.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got places to be now.
I took us out before, so I'm gonna let you go ahead and do this.
Okay. So like we said earlier, and like you might hear for a while on you might see on our Instagram, we just have a little call to action. If y'all could please help us out. We need to try to reach an average of 100 listeners. And according to Instagram, we have
per episode.
Yeah. And we have over 200 followers. So, you know, just one person listens. Anyways, but y'all could listen, but not only listen, but then share it. you know, post it to your story, tell your people about it so that they could listen and stuff like that. Reviews would be nice. And then tag us, because I like seeing a couple of y'all tagged us and, you know, gave us a shout out, which is really nice.
Yeah, my phone, I really hate, I'm sitting in my house all the time, phone is always dry, but the second I'm out doing shit, every time I look at my phone, I have 10 text messages. Instagram is going the fuck crazy. I was like, what the fuck? Several times yesterday, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just turn this back off, because I don't know what the fuck was. I think between you asking the question and then people were tagging other episodes, and I was like, I don't know what this is, but I'm just gonna turn my phone off, because
like, I don't know what he
people
did.
Are I don't know what. And that's also the thing, I never know what you post. I'd be seeing shit the same time y'all do, like, oh that's what we're posting today, okay, cool. So
yes, so y'all can find us on Apple, y'all can find us on Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. So find us, follow us, and listen. It's really not that hard. If you have your computer open or whatever, just hit play and it'll just autoplay. Wow, you don't gotta think about it. But yeah, that's, we just really appreciate those who are listening and supporting, and if y'all could just, you know, take it to the next step, that'd be really nice.
Yeah, we also have to start doing a lot more as far as social media is concerned. I was talking to you about it earlier, how, I mean, I've said to y'all before, I truly don't really enjoy having to play the game, but
like, I don't have TikTok, but I feel like I'll look forward to when we do stuff.
We have a TikTok.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying.
So when we start,
I'm ready to be in front of the podcast. Camera. Yeah. So, I mean, the things will really start changing towards the summer. There's a lot that has to, there's a lot that needs to be figured out by the time the summer gets here. So we have a lot of homework that we are going to be doing. But in the meantime, in between time, if y'all
show
could
us some love.
Yeah, that would be appreciated.
That's it. That's all. Black History Month is over, but y'all can still support.
Reparations are all year long. I will always accept your money.
Oh, absolutely. Every so often I like to post, here's my Venmo, here's my Cash App, if you just, you know.
You feeling generous.
Tax season. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, Beyonce is taking all of that, so I don't think that's going to happen. But we will see y'all next week.
Okay, Beyonce's overrated. Goodbye.
Fuck you.